So, Dave, first things first, why are you seeking the mayor's role in the city of Waterloo?
Well, I've always been interested in the political arena. Of course, I ran provincially a few years ago and didn't quite make the grade there, but came very close. My whole life has been dedicated to public service in one way or another. Doing the weather and giving accurate weather forecasts every night is definitely a public service. People become dependent on that. So that's kind of where I am. Done a lot of charity work as well. And I've always sort of really thought that politics was very, very fascinating. And I love Waterloo. I love living in the city. I've been in the region of Waterloo since 1968. Most of my adult life has been spent here. And I just want to give back to the community.
You mentioned earlier the run at politics for Kitchener Centre. Why Waterloo as opposed to Kitchener?
Yeah, well, I think the fact that I live in Waterloo is one of the determining factors, and also the fact that at the time that I decided to run, I understood that Mayor Halloran was not going to run, and that left an opening there. Mr. Zare was still the mayor of Kitchener, hadn't made his decision yet at the time I decided to run. But I think, for me, Waterloo, it's more home to me than Kitchener is. I mean, they're both great cities, but I really am in love with Waterloo.
Okay. How helpful do you think it is that you are who you are in this community and your name and your face is so recognizable?
Well, I think in municipal politics, name recognition maybe is a little more important than it would be in provincial politics because there's no party affiliation. You're voting for the person and not for a party platform. So I think it does mean more in municipal politics than it would. And I know the provincial and federal arenas, they claim that the name of the candidate, the name recognition, only counts for 5 or 7% of the vote. The rest of it comes from the party politics.
Okay. What's your biggest issue or what would you like to see changed, made better in the city of Waterloo?
There are a few things that I think are important, and one of the things that I've identified is openness and accessibility to City Hall. People think you can't fight City Hall, but I think that I would like to have an open-door policy where people can come and express their concerns personally to me. I've seen a lot of secrecy in politics around here, not so much in the city, but in the region, and of course the mayor becomes part of the regional council as well. And I just don't think that it's correct to keep information from the voters when the voters are the ones that are paying your salary. So openness and accessibility for one, making sure that taxpayers get a good deal for their dollar, making sure the tax increases are reasonable. Obviously, we all have to pay taxes to get the services we need, but I've noticed a few places where the taxes have been increasing really, really rapidly. I talked to a few people who gave me some numbers, and the increases in Waterloo have been astounding in some areas. So we need to keep our eye on the tax base as well. And again, make sure that everybody gets a good deal for their dollar.
Okay. What are some of the things you like to do on your downtime? I understand you're a busy man, but where do you like to go? What spots do you frequent when you are just out in the city relaxing?
You know, one of the things that my wife and I like to do, we live in the Uptown Ward, so we just like to walk downtown. Visit some of the restaurants, have something to eat, and just go shopping along the main drag. It's a very, very user-friendly place to be, and I just enjoy doing that and getting the exercise as well. In my downtime, I've got lots of hobbies as well, and so I've got things to keep me busy for sure. And I guess just being the mayor, if I'm fortunate enough that the people decide they want me there, that's going to keep me even busier.
Of course. I have to ask, what are some of those hobbies?
Well, I like riding my motorcycle, of course. Used to talk about that a lot on the air. And, of course, weather forecasting always was tied to whether or not I could ride my bike to work or not. So still do that. Love getting out and just seeing the countryside. I'm a model railroad enthusiast, so I've spent a lot of time playing with that. I collect old cars, Studebakers, and I'm really into doing stuff like going to old car flea markets and that sort of thing. So lots of things to keep me busy.
Definitely.
And I also like playing with my computers as well.
Okay, all right. And I know, again, just talking about how much of a public figure that you've been, but is there something that people might be surprised to learn about you, something you didn't quite share on the air or some interesting kind of tidbit of information?
No, I like to think that what they saw on the air was what they got. I don't really think I was trying to hide anything. I guess people
Not hide, but like an interesting fact about yourself.
That I'd been there that long. I like to think that I was, I think, the second longest serving weather person in Canada, if not North America. I'm kind of proud of that. Dave Duvall in Toronto served there for 48 years, and I wasn't too far behind at 42. I think over the years I built up a position of trust in the community. I like to think that what people saw on the air is basically what they get.